671.
671.
Got another customer contact from you. What's going on?
The same person's causing problems again, so I kind of smell some alcohol, but I can't prove that, so maybe he liberated, I can't tell.
Alright, what is he doing now?
At this point, he put his mask back on and he's kind of calm. So, if you want me to continue, I'll continue again. I warned him again, just like we talked about. Told him that he needed to step off the bus. It was just, that doesn't seem to be working. So he's still back there thinking something different now. I don't know what he's thinking at this point, but anyway, it's your call.
Okay, is he still eating on the bus?
He was doing that just a few minutes ago, yes.
Okay. Let's just go ahead and get this person where they need to get to, or get other people where they need to get to. As long as he is not back there threatening people or touching people or threatening you, let's go ahead and just get him downtown. If he's still on the bus and he refuses to get off at that point, we'll have a supervisor meet you there. Just give us a call when you get there. As far as wearing the mask, as you know, after almost 2 years of this, we can't enforce the mask. All you can do is hit the mask refusal button if he keeps taking it off. We just want to get everybody down to where they need to get to as safely as possible. So if all he's doing is eating back there, let's just go ahead and get him where he needs to go and get him off the bus so we don't have it escalate.
And I understand all that, and I'm doing that. So the issue was where he started to get the loud and verbal. So we'll see if we can get that far, and we'll go from there.
Definitely the verbal. If he gets loud and verbal, stop the bus at a stop, open up the doors, tie it up, and call us, and we'll get a supervisor to meet you. But we will have to have you tie it up at that point.
Okay, well, I'll see if we can do that. Thanks.
You're welcome. 1743.